Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send us an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited today, I got my friend Andy Furman with us from Furman Insurance and Benefits. Hey Andy, welcome to the show.
Hey Kevin, thanks for having me on. Always great to catch up and meet new folks in your network.
So Andy, I want to talk a little bit about the debt-free life solution. We haven't really had a long conversation about this yet, so can you bring me up to speed of what's that all about?
Yeah, absolutely, Kevin. It's it's all about breaking the chain that attaches us to lenders. Kevin, in the United States, for the average household, 34% of our income is paid to lenders in the form of interest. And
wow,
it gets worse, right? Between federal, state, and local taxes, 40 cents of every dollar earned goes to paying taxes. So, Kevin, that means 23% of our income pays for our lifestyle, and that really only leaves about 3% or so of our earnings for savings. So the debt-free life strategy is a strategy that will help us reduce the volume of interest we're paying to lenders while creating tax-advantage savings. So what happens when we reduce the amount of interest we pay to lenders? Well, if we couple that with decreasing our tax liability, we're not only able to improve our monthly cash flow, that obviously helps us, pay for our lifestyle, increase, the things that we like to do, but it also helps us with our savings. We're able to, when we reduce the volume of interest we're paying to lenders, when we reduce our tax liability, Kevin, we're able to save for things like the vacation home, for kids' college, and things like retirement. But when I sit down with folks and talk to them about it, it all starts with a choice, right? And if your listeners have a pen and paper handy, I always tell folks, write down that word, choice, right? As we go through life, we all have choices to make, and sometimes we make good choices, and sometimes we make not so good choices. But I remember, my freshman year in college, at some point in that first month, there was, kind of an affair with all the local businesses that wanted our business, and there were a couple of banks there, and, they were signing everyone up for credit cards, and that was a choice, and then what I bought, with that credit card was a choice, right? Now, our choices, Kevin, over time become habits. So the choices we make become habits, and over time, those habits become automatic. Now, the important part to think about is fast forward 10 or 15 years, and when I talk to people about retirement, most people know we have to do something different. We don't know what that is, but the choices we've made over time have become habit, and that activity becomes automatic. So now the choices become habit, and the habits become automatic, and that becomes our identity. So typically, Kevin, most people don't see banks and car companies, credit cards, mortgage companies as an enemy. We actually see these institutions helping us, and they do help us. We work hard to improve our credit scores so we can get the lowest interest rate, so we can afford the things we want, that new car, the house, vacations. And at this point, it becomes all about the monthly payment. We get excited when we get a loan. We get excited when we can afford things. We get excited when the monthly payment is within budget. But what happens is that debt that we've taken on becomes our identity. It consumes us. And the choices we've made become habit, which is now automatic and now becomes our identity. So taking out loans and having debt becomes natural to us. It's a natural state of being at this point. So on that piece of paper, what I want your listeners to do, Kevin, is down the side of the margin, I want everyone to take out that pen and paper, and in the margin, write down these words down the side of the paper. Choice, habit, automatic, identity, and naturally. Now, all those words spell chain, creates the acronym chain. So the automatic habits we've created, Kevin, have chained us to the debt. We lose control of our financial future. So what I'm working with my clients on doing is breaking that chain and living a debt-free life. You know, most people, Kevin, accept debt as a way of life, but in reality, debt is ruining families. Financial matters are the leading cause of divorce. Stressed finances lead to domestic violence, child abuse, and addiction. The list goes on, right? So the debt-free life solution helps us reduce the volume of interest we're paying to lenders, helps us reduce our future tax liability, and in doing so, improves our cash flow and increases the amount we can save from 3% to, in most situations, about 15% of our earnings. So, you know, that was a little long-winded perhaps, but in essence, that is what I talk to my clients about with the debt-free life solution.
Yeah, it's quite the big difference in the ability to save by doing that. Now, is this a new strategy? How long has this been around?
Yeah, great question. So the strategy has been around for decades. Kevin, in fact, Walt Disney used the strategy to help finance Disneyland. You know, he was running around trying to secure traditional means of financing, and when all that failed, he used this solution to provide his own financing. Ray Kroc used the strategy to overcome constant cash flow problems in his early years of creating the McDonald's empire. He used the strategy to pay key employees as well as to fund the advertising campaign around Ronald McDonald. Another example is JCPenney. You know, this was interesting. I didn't realize this, but back in the 1920s, JCPenney had 1,400 stores around the country. Now,
wow.
JCPenney lost all of his money in the stock market crash of 1929. So he used the same strategy that I use for debt-free life. He used the same strategy to help fund payroll and keep the company afloat. The list goes on. Pampered Chef was also started using the strategy. And Kevin, now I'm using the strategy. I'm working with clients across Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Maine to help improve cash flow for families, creating long-term tax advantage wealth, in really helping clients break free from that ball and chain that keeps us tied to lenders and the high interest payments.
So I don't hear a lot about this. What types of clients, people, does this strategy work for?
Yeah, that's a great point. You're right, we don't hear a lot of people talking about this, and I think there are several factors for that. I think, first and foremost, personal debt has risen to astronomical levels, right? Student debt crisis, and yes, I think the student debt is a crisis. It has wreaked havoc on families' financial situations, right? The game has changed. Kevin, when my parents left college, they had very little, if any, student loan debt. They got a job, and the money they earned provided for a comfortable and secure lifestyle. Housing prices were a fraction of what they are today. So I think on that point, our entire economic situation has shifted from 20 years ago. You know, if you look at us from as a nation, in 1999, national debt was, I don't know, $5.6 trillion. Today, it's, you know, well over $22 trillion and climbs daily. When you tack on, you know, the financial solvency of Medicare and Social Security, there's really only two ways we as a nation can resolve these three things, either decrease spending or really increase taxes. Those are the only two tools Congress has available to them. So, Kevin, to answer the question specifically, why aren't more advisors recommending this type of strategy? I think it's a function of how we've been taught as financial practitioners and how it's always been done. Most financial advisors focus on asset accumulation. That is, we want to help people develop plans to save, and we focus on growing those savings. The majority of financial advisors, Kevin, acquire new clients by showing them how their strategy can add value by beating the existing strategy by another percent or two. And that's been great, and it's worked for a very long time. The debt-free life strategy will never beat the market. It's not designed to, right? What it's designed to do, it's a solution, Kevin, that it's a mechanism to help pay off your loans, decrease the amount of interest we're paying out to lenders, while creating a secure and comfortable long-term savings plan. So when you ask the question, why aren't more people doing it, I think historically speaking, the focus has been, again, on beating the market, not worrying about long-term tax rates, because historically tax rates have been moderate and have not increased. For example, from 1930 to 1960, we saw the highest marginal tax rate go from 25% all the way up to 91%. Since 1960, the top marginal tax rate has continued to decline to where it is today, to about 37%. So when financial advisors look at the landscape, historically speaking, we've always focused on asset accumulation. We've always operated under the notion that taxes will be lower when we reach retirement. And historically speaking, since 1960, that's been the case. So it makes sense to me that we focused on accumulating assets and achieving the maximum growth. We didn't need to worry about increasing tax rates because historically they haven't increased. We didn't need to worry as much about the volume of interest paid to lenders because our debt levels weren't high. Our habits and what has become natural to us over the last 30 years has changed with increased student debt, increase in housing prices, and everything else that consumes our daily spending habits. So I think as our social economic environment continues to shift, it's going to be more important now than ever before to focus on eliminating debt, decreasing the volume of interest we pay to lenders, while focusing on building a tax-free bucket. We need to, again, reduce that volume of interest. So I believe as the awareness of the amount of interest we're paying, where our debt levels are, where tax rates may be in the future, I think the Gen X and Gen Y generations are going to start focusing on that. And I think you're going to start seeing more and more advisors talking about this type of a strategy and incorporating it into clients' financial plans. And hopefully, Kevin, perhaps our discussion today is the first step for many, and I certainly hope so.
So, Andy, we've got just a couple minutes left. So walk me through the process of what happens when you sit down with the client. We've got about 2 minutes left.
Yeah, absolutely. So during my initial meeting, it's getting to know my client getting to know me. I go through a 7-steps guide. I walk through examples of how we've helped other families. And after that initial meeting, I provide all of my clients with their very own complimentary personal big picture report that shows the true volume of interest we're paying over the course of all of our loans. I do want to hit upon one thing really quickly. I had one person tell me, you know, I don't mind mortgage debt because it's low interest. And I challenged that person to pull out their most recent mortgage statement. You know, they had a 30-year fixed mortgage at 3.5%. And I said, look, add up the amount of principal and interest and then divide your interest payment into the total. His, you know, interest payment for that month was 44%. So given the time value of money, while we think our mortgage loan has a 3.5% interest rate, it really has a much higher 40-plus percent interest. So I ask, is mortgage debt really good debt to have? And I think that is why your listeners need to reach out to me today, because we need to get a hold of that.
So Andy, how can they reach out to you? How can they learn more?
Yeah, I look forward to helping your listeners. They can reach me directly by phone, email, or on my website. I'm local and accessible. Can be reached directly by phone at 978-494-6611. Email Andy at FurmanInsurance.com. That's Andy at Furman. Furman is spelled F-I-R-M-I-N, insurance.com. And they can also visit my website at www.FurmanInsurance.com for more info.
Andy, really appreciate you taking the time out of the day to call on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
I appreciate it, Kevin. You have a great day. Enjoy the afternoon.
You too. Thanks. Bye now.